This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Which I need to mute my mic here for a few minutes before we get going on this. I've got to
We're live now, so no worries. Ladies and gentlemen and everybody in between, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are back with Death in Space. We are officially on episode one of our Death in Space adventure, and we are starting everything up in media res very shortly once we get through our introductions. I want to apologize to our viewers, though. We are sadly about, well, roughly about 2 minutes lag between live broadcast and our actual stream, so my apologies to all of you. And if our videos go out, that is because my internet is being stupid right now. So, yes, again, apologies. That being said, let me finish getting our wonderful little chat thing set up, and then we'll be good to go. I'm going to have our players introduce themselves. So first on up, Crimson Snake, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Howdy, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, non-binary finies, and hellions of all walks of life. My name is Javante, also known as Crimson Snake. And I do you want to say who we're playing?
Yeah.
And I will be playing Jace Ramone, just a punk on a ship.
Awesome. All right. Let's see. We've got Fu. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, Seven Nation Uncensored. I am Fu, playing a chrome dude by the name of Skydiver. Has a history of drilling stuff on asteroids, and now he's found himself amongst his crew here. Where is he from? Where is he going? What's happening next? Stay tuned right here.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. And let's see. Tall Halfling, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Steve. Delighted to be back. I'm playing Marcus Burke, Voice of the Void.
Awesome, thank you. And Vulpus, go ahead.
Hello, I'm Vulpus Vox. Happy to be here. First time playing Death in Space, so this is going to be one hell of an adventure for me. I am playing Tracy Rothschild. I'll be able to pronounce that one of these days. And I am also playing a Chrome who has a little buddy with him. I'm not sure what to name him yet. So I will be taking suggestions from the Peanut Gallery. I am apparently the captain, or not captain, but the pilot of the ship. So let's just see what happens, and hopefully we don't die. And yes, my nickname is Lawn Dart. Let's hope I don't live up to it.
Yeah, let's hope not. Try to make sure that your crew survives, and we'll be seeing, hopefully, that everything goes okay. I'm trying to get our chat set up on here really quick so that we can have our chat.
Oh, not a problem. So, Tall Halfling, your character is definitely not on board with being strapped to the front of the ship, like a kind of a radar dish type thing, or...
A comms and sensors officer, not a comms and sensor array.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am a fluffy rabbit. I am not a fluffy bunny. Do not call me a bunny.
I think you are immediately going to be inviting people calling you a bunny at this point now.
No, that's okay if the audience does it. I'm 100% okay with that.
As long as our players aren't doing that.
Nope.
Then they'll get a kick to the chest.
Fun if we don't. Somebody's gonna try it once.
Hey, well, I read through the books and I was like, hey, this is kind of interesting. There is no rules, regulations, or outline on what you can be piloting as a crone. So.
Yeah. And you can be a non-humanoid because we're in outer space. I mean, as we discussed last time, our year is 5033, so we're pretty far flung in the future. There's aliens and all kinds of manner that we have encountered in the stars. So no problem with a rabbit being the pilot.
We come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill.
Second, our video is going to go out really quick. I'm going to see how far along our... Okay, it is officially streaming. Cool. So we are now live. We are officially live.
Yay!
Way behind. I'm at 60 frames being dropped, 60% frames being dropped. So if there's lag on your guys' end, my apologies. And if we miss any comments, I'm sorry. My internet, for some reason, is being very capricious. And on that note, my name is Capricious Nature. I am the GM here for our Death in Space campaign. You can catch me here on Cybernation Uncensored. We are sponsored by the wonderful Sirenscape, as well as Fantasy Grounds. And with our next session, not this session, with our next session, I'm going to have my Sirenscape back up and running because I lost my account password and I can't figure it out. So I will have that up and running by our next session. I just need to get the password reset, that's all. That being said, this is our Death in Space campaign. This is Grimdark. We are going to be getting a little bit... a little bit on the nasty side, so viewer discretion is highly advised. There will be language, there will be violence, there will be adult content, not any sexual content as we discussed last time, because we've got our lines and veils. And a reminder to our wonderful viewers, if you are one of my students, please stop watching now because you're not supposed to be here. I already told you guys this in class. You're not 18 yet. Don't be watching. Now, that being said, our absolutely wonderful group here.
I think the same goes for me.
The same goes for you. Okay. Students, no. Booyah. Tell P. Don't be naughty.
Yeah. Any underage students.
Exactly.
He was naughty.
naughty.
Sorry, that's probably one of the best Courage Cowardly Dog episodes I'd ever watched.
Yep.
Oh, uh-oh.
We had camera loss.
And lost our feed. Everything
rearranged. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, I'm going to...
No, I'm still here.
Okay. Just... Camera issues.
I'll
I'll go over a quick fix for that once we're done with this session.
Okay.
That'll keep this from happening.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start us on up. The wonderful ship that we've got in the background here is the ship that is being piloted. And Londart, what's the name of the ship that you are piloting?
Everything's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right. Well, regrettably, everything's going to be all right is dealing with what is a very common occurrence, especially in this section of the galaxy. They're dealing with pirates, and one of the issues is the fact that everything's going to be all right is not an armed ship. There are no modules for armaments, and so because of that, there's no way to defend themselves. And so, Londart, you start to hear some static hiss as as the display shows that there is a ship that has now entered detection range. And you hear a hiss over the radio from your pilot seat. And from there, you hear a very, very gruff voice saying, "Hey, hey." What do you do?
All right. What's up?
Cargo. Eject it or we're fire.
I'm on fire? What? Hey, guys, we're on fire.
No, eject your cargo or you will be on fire.
I'm afraid the only cargo we got here right now is air. That's it. Ain't nothing on this boat.
Lying pieces of shit. Your ship's way too big to not be hauling any cargo.
Is he on a direct line approach on us?
Yes.
I have thrusters, correct?
Yes.
We have a weapon. Okay. I'm going to let the guys know what's going on. We basically got a pirate trying to come down on top of us. Any ideas, suggestions, or miracles would be very much welcome right now.
They are in detection range, and so if you go into your PDF or your book, let me pull that on up, they are not in firing range yet. Let me see where the heck that is.
Uh-oh. I gotta find my... Excuse me, sorry about that. Uh-oh.
Have actual book here, but I don't remember where that is.
I wanted to give my guy.
There we go. Space confrontations, detection range, first detection. They are not Death yet in space. Identification range, so you can't scan or identify them yet.
All right, let me get my core rule book open up here. What page is that?
It is on the back cover.
Okay. That didn't work.
I'm assuming that we can hear you via like a comm unit.
Oh yeah, God yes. I would be calling you guys up.
Going to roll partially out of the bed that I'm in. Sit up. Please tell me I didn't just hear the thrusters.
No, I don't have the thrusters running right now. We're basically in drift mode. But we definitely have a pirate bearing down on us. So if you got any loose cargo sitting back there, you may want to strap it down because we got only one way to defend ourselves.
Space Coney, are we intending to... your namesake into that ship as our defense mechanism?
If you got any other bright ideas or a miracle sitting in your back pocket, I'd be open to any ideas that you may have.
Change vector and go?
They may be able to outrun us. We're bigger than them.
With that being said, you are near one of the planets that is ringed around the Tenebris system. And so let's pull this up. Hold on one second. do, because you have left the Iron Ring. You're not at the Iron Ring. You are, if you guys head on over to the wonderful, wonderful map, it's on page 68 and 69. You are near Digma, which is one of the moons that is surrounding the planet Mezcancri.
68, 69. There we go.
Digma. It is a Feni moon.
What ring is it in?
You guys are remote. You are not near the actual Iron Ring itself.
Okay, so remote. Ogre.
The
can't
Iron
pronounce
Ring,
that. Digma. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yep, Digma.
Could do a planet drop.
One second. Hey, Tall, what is your character's name? I didn't catch it.
Marcus.
Marcus, I got a question. I know that you can, like, hear static and stuff like that, but can you transmit static?
Above game, that is a very good question. My ability with static works for things that are nearby, but I don't know how we're defining nearby.
So you would be able to cause static on nearby electronics, as in things within your physical proximity.
Okay.
Could we transmit it over a radio signal?
I do not see why that would be an issue.
So, okay, I have an idea, which everybody, the hair on the back of your neck should stand up every time you hear that come out of my mouth. What if we somehow maybe blind their sensors and then make a run for that planet? So they don't know where we're going. Basically, just disappear off their radar, and we boot, scoot, and boogie out of there.
Not opposed. It makes more sense than, you know, lawn darting the ship into the other ship.
Well, I mean, we are bigger than them. I mean, we do have a strong chance of winning that fight. But
there are important bits at the front of the ship.
Eh.
Yes.
Like the navigational system.
Yeah, speaking of navigational system, you hear a beep and you are officially in identification range. And you can tell that they are definitely a smaller and faster ship than you are.
Okay, so okay, I will identify. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Follow-up question. So I know basically everything there is to know about static. I know sensors very well. Do I know what we could emit, transmit, whatever that would read as confusing static?
You would be able to use the static. Literally, you can create static and you can put a microphone up to it. Or you could
it's not really going to
the microphone system.
We're essentially amplifying your abilities through all the transmission, through the transmission antennas.
Well, what I was trying to get at was essentially, can we jam their sensors? Can we blast whatever frequency it is that the sensors work on? Because my abilities don't work at distance, but if I know how sensors work, do I know how to confuse sensors? I guess that's what I'm asking.
You would probably not be able to do something along those lines at this distance.
Mm.
Remember, it is within your proximity. All right. And I've got our ship's schematics pulled up right now.
Yep. I'm just realizing right now there is a special module, which we do not have, that does jam comms. So
yep.
Someday.
Maybe someday, yep. with that, you hear again, eject your cargo. We're coming up on you.
Find an old boot and eject it.
One sec, and I'm going to head over to to wherever I can. I'm going to fish out because I have some spices, I'm going to fish out a little small bottle of paprika and just, right, let that float out.
You're going to go to the docking bay, and you're going to eject it out of the docking bay.
Yes, a literal, like, great value small plastic bottle of paprika, and just let that float out.
All right. So you do so, and it is ejected out.
There it is.
I did not know I was dealing with a bunch of smartasses. This is wonderful.
I have taped to this bottle of paprika, fuck off. Which is taped on all of my bottles of spices.
Oh, God.
You get a response over the comms like, that's not cargo. Eject your cargo or we will fire. And you hear
it. They don't.
As they enter firing range.
We should do Planetfall. We should do Planetfall as fast as possible. We should do Planetfall.
Wait a minute.
Do we have
any weapons?
There is no weapon systems on your board.
No, I meant personal weapons.
I have a pistol. I also weigh like approximately 80 pounds.
Yeah, pistol over here too.
Let's see.
I'm a walking battery. I'm done with planet falling.
Okay, we want to fall on a planet?
Yes.
Okay, I tell you what.
Space Cody, let me preface something. When I say planet fall.
I already know where this is going.
I mean land.
I will make my best attempt. Okay, so apparently, guys, our engineer is having some issues getting stuff to eject. That was part of the load. Apologies. However, if you meet us down on this planet, you know, we could open up the doors and do some trading, stuff like that. You can get the cargo, but we can't eject it. I'm sorry. We're having issues with our doors.
You start to hear a small beep come from your console as there seems to be something approaching even faster. It seems to be a projectile.
Oh, that's an issue. Alrighty. We are going to
evade. Mayday. Holy shit.
Okay, that's the same as telling a semi truck to bob and weave. Just, no, it's not gonna happen.
So for this, it says PCs, when you are moving your ship, it is on the pilot's turn. Non-player ship move on their own turn. What's going to happen is you're going to need to make a savvy check. So this is the first rule of the game. Go ahead and make me a savvy check, and it needs to be the standard DB of 12.
Oh, dear God, we're going to die.
In order to make an evasive maneuver. What the fuck? Okay, well,
you don't say that. Cross your fingers and rope.
How the hell did that happen?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so... Okay, let's go. Yeah, hot damn. You got a 21, and you were able to maneuver your way out of the projectile that is approaching your ship.
Whoa, calm down with that shit. Come on, man. I'm telling the truth. Our doors don't work.
They you want to speak? On the radio, they say, give us the cargo. Eject it now or we'll fire again.
Oh, for the love of God. Okay.
We're meeting you planet side.
Well, good. Just drop them. They're not going to talk to us. That's a win-win right. for us. Fuck them.
Well, I'm going to flip this tub around and make a beeline full burn to the planet. And our ident has changed from everything's going to be all right to the pressed ham emoji as we take off.
Pressed ham. All right. You need to get beyond detection distance, which means that you guys are going to have to burn some fuel. And so on the sheet for the ship itself, if you can open that up for me.
Alrighty. There it is. Okay.
On the sheet, it should say on the layout or cargo somewhere in here. Let's see, hub data.
Fuel, current.
Fuel, yes. So your current, you did an evasive maneuver, so that takes away one. And you are now trying to go full burn to escape them, to flee. So that's going to take another savvy check, and it's going to take another fuel.
So if this doesn't work, we're going to most definitely die.
Alright, so you expend the fuel, so you're now down to four fuel, and you are now on a extremely what's that wonderful word?
Hazardous?
Hazardous.
Chaotic.
Steep.
Steep. You're on a very steep trajectory straight down towards the moon surface.
Alrighty, so in this case, you will see Londart throw his hands up and go, "Wee!" as we race towards the planet. I hope I can recover this.
Sorry, Skydiver, what was that? Fu, what were you saying?
Are there any suits on the ship? And where do I strap in for this possible landing?
Possible?
Yeah, two questions. Is there any suits on the ship? And I need to strap my guy into a seat.
There are seats in your passenger quarters, and there's also seats in the meeting room. And you would be able to strap in on either of them.
All right. If I can't find any suits, then yeah, Skydiver is going to his quarters and strapping himself.
I just realized that I was over in the engineering area throwing out the cargo. So I'm sliding.
You're thrown around right now. Yeah.
Every now and again, you just hear over the comm,
Oh, all right, so Skydiver has
silence for 2 minutes.
Move to their crew quarters, and you're strapping in there. What are the rest of you doing?
Struggling my way to the crew quarters, getting flown around at terminal velocity.
Gravity's a bitch.
You roll dexterity.
What is negative four dexterity?
I have a negative one dex, excuse me.
All right.
Oh,
okay. I don't have a single.
Yeah, go ahead and make me a roll right now. For
holy shit.
Hey, let's go.
All right. So, it looks like Jace is able to successfully make his way out of the docking bay and towards the crew quarters, so you can go ahead and move your token. And Marcus Burke as well, it looks like you got a success. You guys are rolling fantastically now, but it looks like Londart is living up to their name.
Oh, shit. Soon as
can
I
you,
trap
him,
a level of warning!
would be appreciated. Could you delete my token so I can put it on there myself and get control of it?
Yep. Let me clear out the tokens. You guys can drag your own on.
Got it. We're gonna die. Okay, everybody made up a backup character, right?
Problem is, it's my own like crew quarters, so I'm trying to like strap the seatbelt in, but the seatbelt, because I'm a punk rocker, is essentially made from spent bullet casings that have been duct taped together, so I'm just wrapping that around myself.
Oh my gosh.
Like I said, any ideas, comments, or miracles would be most welcome right now.
Land the ship like the manual states.
There's a manual?
My guy's praying.
Fuck me.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, it looks like I'm getting some very, very bad feedback on welcome to the chat room. It just keeps reloading and reloading and reloading and reloading. So I'm going to close that on out. And we're going to... Hold on one second. I'm gonna fix that real quick. There we go.
All right. Are they in chase yet?
They are now in. Oh goodness gracious. They are now in identification range. If you want to continue burning fuel in order to escape, you can use up another fuel.
I thought we were falling towards a planet at this point.
You are falling towards the planet at this point.
Oh. Let's see if I can pull this out of my ass here. 22. No, right. Not 22. 22. Yes, 22. Yes,
22. So you're able to successfully make your way from identification range to detection range as you are entering the extremely thin atmosphere of this planet, moon that's rotating around the planet, and you're able to detect the surface of the actual planet itself. You don't have any advanced equipment to tell you exactly what's going on, but you're able to detect that there seems to be an outpost that you might be able to land at.
Hey guys, I found the ground. All right, I'm gonna go towards the outpost.
Hey, if we can find that outpost, then they can find us as well.
The outposts have guns.
Well, let's just hope they shoot at the right people. So somebody pop on the radio, because I've got my hands full flying.
Yeah, one sec. You have the communication shit, don't you? You do it.
Yeah. That's okay if you're have a little mutiny on the comm station. I'm not going to stand in your way, but
I am shitting myself and halfway bruised to hell.
Dude, how did that mic get down your? Never mind, I'm not going to ask.
Okay, so what am I rolling? I'm assuming that's a tech.
So if Marcus Burke is going to be attempting to communicate with the surface, that would be a tech.
Sorry.
Or using technology. All right. You are successfully able to get onto the radio systems from the meeting room, it looks like. Is that where your token's at? Are you in the so you're able to successfully get onto the comms and you're able to turn them on, you're able to put out a signal. What are you saying on the signal?
What language is that?
Sorry.
Okay, so
sorry, Marcus.
I think you just sorry. Broke
okay, so do we know
you just broke
crypto. Do we what is
So do we know the...
Uh-oh. He's back.
Yes.
These are...
no. Oh, my God. Okay, cool. The stream is still going. Yeah. Thank God.
Yes.
We can hear you fine.
Okay, yes. I'm plugging in.
Okay. Everything level.
Shut down in a blaze of glory. Blaring over the radio.
Oh, hell no. I'd have some Bob Marley running in the background.
Oh, no.
It's going to be all right.
I can't even sing it right now.
Oh, I gotta reorder our cameras again because
I'm over here listening to Top Gun.
Right,
enough. There's a raging fire in the sky tonight.
I have definitely like moved my crew quarters to the one without a window because the last time anything happened on the ship, I just got sick looking outside of it. The problem is that I can't tell what's happening now, so I'm just getting... All right.
It's like all you see out the window, sky, ground, sky, ground, sky, ground.
I'd rather not look at what's going to kill me, thanks.
Yeah, on that actual note, what I need Lawn Dart to do is go ahead and give me another savvy roll, please. Because you have officially made your way out of the identification range to detection range, which means you have
finished. Oh, fuck's sake.
And now we're going to see how your landing goes.
Oh, my God.
A 4. Marcus, you hear nothing in response on the radio systems. There's no response to your hail. As you are hurtling towards this this base on the moon, there is a little bit of static, though.
I am trying very hard not to get distracted, cluing in on the static. This is not the time.
Okay, I was going to say, if you want to try and identify what the static is, you would be able to do so. You'd be able to give it a shot with the risk of getting a void point, because we've got a couple of void points already building up on Lawn Dart.
Sorry.
Or we can do that. That's tech as well.
What is the ability that you're using?
My background, static noise translator.
Okay, so just your background. All right. For that, what I would like you to do is understanding and operating technology, constructing gear, tinkering with machinery. Yeah, go ahead and make me a tech roll.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a 20.
All right. You're able to hear over the static itself. You're able to hear what sounds like the emergency call coming in response to your emergency call. You can hear over the radio pretty much like, please help us, please help us. And you hear that being repeated. It seems to be on a loop.
Okay, it's on a loop, but it was transmitted in response to us, or started after I made my transmission. It's not just
this is the static that you're hearing.
An ongoing loop.
Yeah, this is an ongoing loop of the static that you're hearing. The actual static itself, you're able to discern kind of what's being said over the static, and it seems to be, please help us, please help us, please help us, please help us.
Okay. This being Marcus, I think the bigger challenge was not so much hearing that as focusing on that.
Instead of hearing all of this, he doesn't have a beautiful speaker for all of us to hear.
Sorry, say again?
Yeah, try that again, Pooh.
Oh, no, I was asking if you were the only person who could hear the this correspondence, or could all of us on the ship hear it?
The rest of you would be hearing static. So the pilot...
Yeah, so I will pass along to the rest of you that they're asking for help, too.
They probably see us barreling in at them right now.
Kind of committed here.
Yeah, we are kind of committed. Can I pull this fucking train wreck together before we run into
it? Wait, you didn't hear anyone? Nobody responded?
There's an automated
distress call. Hang on, did you make contact with anyone that responded from the planet that we're landing in?
Apparently not. You said automated.
Very right? Suspicious. Grab your gun.
Oh, it looks like.
Okay.
Technically, we don't know that it's automated. We know it's on a loop. So.
Yes, it's on a loop. You don't know if it's automated. And happy news is that the Ethernet cable is doing its job. I've gone from 70% frame drop to 40% frame drop. So Ethernet, yay. That means that we should be catching up on the stream itself, and we should have a little bit more stable connection.
Excellent.
So with us, you know, we can debate the whole thing of if the automated response, if any response on the planet is good or bad. But currently speaking, hey, Solar Lappin, are we landing the ship properly?
Calm down. It's going to be okay.
I don't believe you.
As you say, calm down, it's going to be okay. The entirety of the crew, what I would like all of you to do is please roll a 1d4.
Oh, good. Calm down, it's going to be okay. Make a death saving throw.
I retract that statement.
Okay. The four over here.
I'm not scared.
That's a 2 for me.
And all a 2 right. for me.
So... It looks as if Tall Halfling and Foo, so we've got, sorry, I need to make sure I'm using the names, Marcus Burke and Skydiver, the two of you get jostled very, very extremely difficultly as Marcus is thrown within the meeting room. It seems as if you had not seatbelted yourself in properly, nor did Foo, nor did Skydiver. And both Jace and Lawn Dart, the two of you seem to get smashed against the surfaces that you are on as well. As the wonderful Everything's Gonna Be Alright slams into what should have been a landing pad and is now a landing skid pad. The ship comes in hot and hard, and you have officially landed with your crew now askew all over the place.
Everybody check in. You alive?
Yeah. Skydiver is trying to get situational awareness. Crash landing suck. When you say around the place, are we around the place in the ship, or am I been launched from the ship and I'm somewhere elsewhere?
Am I in the cabin? In your crew quarter, anyway. But you got smashed around inside of your crew quarter, like as it crashed. Crash landed.
I'm looking around for my handful of things and a bag to throw them in.
I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna kill that slimy egg sucking rabbit.
Okay, so we got two okay. Marcus, you still alive?
He's in pain, but he's okay.
Yes, yeah, so speaking of pain, what I need you guys to do is on your character sheets, please reduce your HP by the amount that is listed there.
By 7?
This is the, No, by the amount that you have listed on here. So for tall halfling.
Three HP loss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, God, rolling high is bad. Okay.
Yes, rolling high is very bad.
Okay.
When you say as listed.
From the D4 you rolled.
Yeah, from the D4 that you rolled. So for Skydiver, what you're going to do is you're going to go to your hit points and you're going
I rolled a 3 on my D4, so that's 3 HP rolled off of me.
Okay, so we're all somewhat still alive.
Just confirming
right?
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yes, okay. You are all somewhat still alive. Luckily, there was no.
Ouch! No feather on. You'll hear me say over the comms.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, there could have been a feather on the wind if you had rolled high enough, but I think you. I don't think your HP is that low.
Crawling my way across the deck.
All right. Ship is upright. People are alive. Okay. Successful.
I'm looking for my lockpick set. Playing cards.
Success. Yeah. Successful.
I'm using one of the broken straps to put my arm in a sling.
It's Warhammer 40k equivalent of successful.
Correct. Did we lose 90% of our forces?
All right. Okay. I'm going to slowly stand up. Alive. Now, where are we?
We are currently on the moon of...
Digama. Oh my god.
Digama.
Wow.
Oh my god.
I am a history teacher, and the fact that I didn't realize that that's Digama. Okay.
Wow. I hope your kids aren't watching. They're going to not let you live that down.
None of them know who Digama is, so it's okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So yeah, you know you're on the moon of Digama, and you know you have landed the ship onto a landing pad that is no longer a landing pad anymore. As said, it's now a landing skid at this point.
It's a new catwalk for the ship.
I'm going to do what I normally do in these landing situations and see if there's anything... on fire in the ship.
Well,
when it comes to the ship itself, this is where we deal with something called...
My guy, as soon as he's collected his things in a bag, is going to try and...
Go ahead.
Apologies, you're going to be hearing all that in that delay. My guy is going to be looking up towards the atmosphere to see if our pursuers are still incoming. We know what pirates are like, so he's looking to see if the pirates are still coming down here on this landing pad. At least we hit the landing pad on the planet. But are the pirates still coming?
You're trying to look out through your porthole, correct?
If I can't see him through the porthole, then my Skydiver is running out of his...
But more importantly, it looks like the stream has just... Oh, well, hold on. Come on.
Yeah, we lost connection.
There we are.
It's back now.
There we are.
I am
okay.
Now at 0% frame drop. I don't know what just happened to the internet.
That may be Twitch side.
But the in regards to the actual ship itself, What I need Londart to do right now is please roll me a 1d2.
Da 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 da. Two.
All right. The condition of your ship is now reduced by 2.
Fuck. Okay.
Crit 2.
So it is now at almost half operational abilities. That's how much damage it is.
It could be worse. I could have asked you to roll up worse than.
Well, we could have had pirate.
I'm contemplating a 1d4, so.
Skydiver's heart.
Marcus is going to go take a look at that. Go ahead.
Are we on a delay again?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm done. My heart's pounding. I guess my guy cannot help with the repair of the ship.
I will have my
be looking
help.
For repair hangars or any docking bay where ships can go in and park. I'd also be looking for people.
All right. Well, what I'm actually going to have you folks do, we're going to take a
quick or locals on this moon.
5-minute bio break, and I'm going to let you guys talk this out and figure out what you would like to do. And if you need to use the bathroom or go grab some coffee or anything, quick 5-minute bio break, and then we will be back. We've got about 40 minutes left to our stream, and I desperately need to use the bathroom, and my cats are being very naughty right now, so I need to take care of
them. So we got Marcus, you were getting a repeating message, or did you not share that yet?
My intent was to say that I passed that along to the rest of you. But with everything going on with the crash landing, I don't know who actually heard. I wasn't deliberately keeping it to myself, but you may or may not have gotten the message in the midst of all that.
I mean, I potentially got the message, but I also probably had the concussion.
While everybody else was screaming, you were trying to tell us what was going on. Yeah, you probably were trying to tell us, but there's a lot going on at the same time.
Yep.
This is true. I don't know, maybe we
I'd be talking about finding a repair bay. If we can't, do we have what we need to fix the ship? Other than that, where's the docking?
If we don't have it, they probably do, which is probably where we're going to need Marcus critically, is inside there. Because if it's on a repeat and it's static, that's something he understands. I couldn't make heads nor tails of it. So, we could go forward and...
I'd be looking for people. I'm looking for officials that are running to this shit that just crashed on the landing bay. Where's the tower?
I don't call it a crash.
Anyone looking out the windows and looking for other inhabitants of the moon.
You are not pretending like what that was a safe, happy, by the regulations land.
We're alive. We landed. Yeah, okay.
I'd be glad you weren't on the helm when that happened.
That was zero landing.
I worship the void.
You worship the void?
Marcus worships the void. He loves the nothingness. Even he was freaked out during that landing. He have in his engineering kit, he's got a tablet computer, which he can plug in for network access, it says. So I think he's going to be heading in indoors and seeing if he can access logs and all of that.
Definitely, because...
One of us should probably check on the cargo that we just went through all of that to not give to the pirates and may have smashed...
I think that Paprika is still in space. I think that was the extent of our cargo. Honestly, I don't remember Capricious
saying we were hauling anything at all at this point. So
that's why I was at a loss. You know, throw something out there, an old dirty boot. I don't give a fuck.
We are between cargo hauls at the moment.
Well, I think Marcus should probably spearhead going inside. Go ahead.
I respect your decision regardless of what happened to our cargo.
As a thing, I do have to take my wife to work in like 5 minutes.
Not a problem.
I will leave my camera on just okay, because.
That's what I was going to say, if you can leave on your camera, that'd be wonderful. That way, I don't have to rearrange everything for the fifth time today.
Skydiver is going to be repairing the ship. Marcus and I don't know what. Just a second. Or no, Jace.
Oh, no. Do not.
Jace is going
to
be.
My tech does not enable me to help with the ship. I care about how tech works. I love tech. I'm very passionate about tech. My guy cannot fix the ship.
Right.
I'll find out where I can help. But
right.
I'm no help.
Yeah, by myself. I know, like I said, Jace was going to be repairing the ship or at least getting a good evaluation of it. I think was his last action. So that would explain why he's not going in with Marcus and I and Skydiver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Jace, you're going to be staying behind and assessing any possible damage to the ship.
Assessing the very
if they're on that, damage. Skydiver was looking for people on this planet and inhabitants.
Yeah. All right. We are perfectly at the 5 minute mark, so we will start fully back up. So we have Marcus, Londart, and Skydiver. The three of you decide that you want to head out of the airlock, and you want to walk on the surface of this moon. Is that correct?
Can we at least get a quick sensor sweep and make sure that there's an atmosphere and all of that good stuff?
Does your ship
have I wish I had a suit. Can it? Does it not?
My assumption was that we had a sensor array of some sort, but we don't have a module.
Yeah, I think it's all module.
That is a module.
Who's going to stick their nose outside?
Do any of you have a spacesuit that you can wear?
Let me see.
I'm looking for birds. I'm looking for animals. I'm looking for any life outside of the ship.
Yeah, by looking outside.
I was looking for one. No.
Yeah, by looking outside.
You oh, I wish I had spacesuits in my starfishing kit. No.
Yeah, the only thing I have is a breathing mask with 1d6 minutes of air.
You could use that if you would like. But it depends on how cold or how
that don't look good. I'm not holding up a dash.
All right, I'll be back in a little bit.
Okay. Right. Well, I tell you what.
If we look toward the outpost, can we see any surface vehicles parked, like, you know, near the door or anything? You know, if they're running around on essentially like golf carts, then we know it's a breathable atmosphere.
By looking out of the portholes of the ship, as I mentioned to Fu as well, I keep saying Fu, my bad. I need to stick with the names. As I said to Skydiver, you don't see any biological life walking or moving around or flying around. It seems to be a rocky surface. What you do see is this building that you have crash landed to, and what you can notice is that the physical ship itself has penetrated the wall of this building. So not only did you skid off of the landing pad, but you have literally penetrated the wall of the building. Outside of that, you don't see any vehicles, you don't see any people, you don't see any biological life, and it seems to be a rocky surface of the planet itself. The moon.
Just a quick question.
Quick answer for you.
Do you think we may have hard sealed the nose of this ship?
No reaction to us crash landing into this morpho. Yo.
Apparently not.
What do you mean by hard sealed?
Well, like stuck into the side of this building to a point where it's not leaking any air. Okay, so Marcus, Skydiver, sit on the airlock and we'll slowly depressurize. And if it's too cold outside, I'll just give you the thumbs down. Too hot, too cold, I'll give you thumbs down. If it's good, I will make my way to the building and see if there's suits maybe inside their airlock I can bring back. Does that sound like a plan? Since apparently I'm the only one with air.
I guess so.
But I mean, if it's like too hot, too cold, or whatever, atmosphere wise,
you got the suits?
I have a breathing mask with about 6 minutes of air. I mean,
you have a weapon?
No. I have my charm.
I'm going to lend you my pistol.
Okay.
I'm going to try to help you find a crowbar. Can we find a crowbar for this guy before he goes up?
That should be in the interim, I hope.
You would be able to find a pipe and wrench it off if you would like.
Yeah, what about us? Yo, we need something here too. Hang on, slow down with that. Give him something to whack out over there. He can't run back.
Right. I reach into my engineer kit. I pull out a fusion welder. I think I can defend myself just fine.
Okay. So let's do a slow air test or atmosphere test. I will sit in the airlock. And like I said, if it's not good, I'm going to give you thumbs down.
I got playing cards.
Like Gambit.
Oh god, we're gonna die. Okay, so let's give this a try. What do I need to roll, or what am I experiencing in this very, very slow opening?
Yeah, you got any final words for loved ones, or
it's gonna be all right.
So as the airlock itself slowly depressurizes, because you are now in the docking bay, so I'm going to scoot you down to the docking bay.
Oh, shit, I forgot to move myself. Sorry.
So you are down in the docking bay, and
you tell them this way you say.
The hiss of the docking bay's airlock depressurizing, and what you are able to immediately detect is that there seems to be a breeze, a rush of air into the docking bay itself.
It's pressurized outside.
Yes.
Okay, that's odd, but okay. I'm feeling the air as it comes in cautiously. Is it warm, hot, cold?
It is very cold.
Okay. Now here's another thing. I'm going to look back at the wall because, I mean, these things obviously should have one. What is the oxygen level within this room? Or saturation?
It seems to be breathable saturation. I don't know the number because
oxygen. Oh, well, right. Yeah. As long as it's breathable, that's what I'm worried about. So I'm going to tentatively, I'm not going to like inhale an entire lungful, but I'm just going to kind of get a, you know, just
kind of a sniff of it. Whether or not it's going to kill me, I don't know.
All right. As you are trying to breathe in this air, have you ever used dust off?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not talking about
snorting it. I mean, have you ever?
Right, like, right.
You know the smell.
Yeah, I know that smell. Yes, it's a very, okay, very distinct smell.
Yes, it smells similar to dust off, kind of like that ozone-ish smell. Very,
okay,
very strong smell, but you can tell that the air itself is breathable.
Okay, so two thumbs up. I guess you guys can come out. What I do, or what happened?
I'm drinking a Kirin apple beer, and it is absolutely delicious. Yay for drinking at 11:30 in the morning.
Excellent. Okay, I'm going to hit the intercom and go, okay, I guess it's okay. I'm not, you know, it's breathable. Smells like ass, but it's breathable.
Smells like ass.
Well, I'm pretty sure I have no idea what dust off is, so I'm just, you know, I'll try to describe it to the guys as kind of an ozone-y, strong ozone-smelling air, but apparently it's oxygenated enough to breathe. It's just colder than hell.
Yo, just look for any life, man.
I just checked on your sheet for mm-hmm. Tracy Rothschild / Londart. You need to make sure that you add in the void points for any failed rolls.
Oh, how do you
current situation? Just click where
you go and look for any life on so far.
Okay.
You're a two, yeah.
Yep. Well, there is no life outside, that's for sure. That's evident just by looking out the windows. I would say, you know, close it back up. You guys join me, or, you know, I can go this solo. Because, like I said, it is breathable.
I'm going to come along, bringing my engineer kit. Actually, I'm going to make a quick detour. So... We didn't actually describe ourselves. Marcus dresses in these long black and gray robes, you know, hood, the whole deal. But he makes a quick detour to his quarters and comes back over top of that with an old army style jacket with botany patches on the back.
Oh, God.
Oh yeah, you're the void with the punk jacket.
Yep,
Botany Bay patches. That's just what we need. Okay. Yeah. I think Skydiver is talking here.
Bless you. I don't know if you can see my character's display in the bio, but yeah, looking at a dark-skinned guy with a neat leather jacket. It's pretty thin. It looks like he goes clubbing wherever he comes from. He looks like a cyberpunk.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Holographic lights from the suits and whatnot.
Fancy.
Someone just teleported in.
Welcome back.
Hello.
So, Jace,
greetings.
To catch Jace back up is...
pretty distinct getup, man, I gotta say.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. So, we've gotten...
Yeah, welcome back.
...of our characters here of Marcus with his patched botany jacket, skydiver with his cyberpunk looking getup, as well as his nicely cropped club appearance. What do you look like?
Jace wears a battle vest, so he has just a regular old torn up leather vest with a bunch of patches of punk and metal bands that he's probably has never heard of in his life because they're retro to him. Patches all over that, a couple spikes jutting out on the shoulders. He has a mohawk, a few bits of cybernetics like dotting alongside of his head. Very, very pale skin, which bruises very easily. And he constantly wears sunglasses just to hide his eyes, because he has very green eyes that are very sensitive to light. And he is very skinny.
Yeah, you said like 80 pounds.
No, he's like 80 pounds. It's not...
Someone didn't get their nutrition when they were growing up.
The thing is that he eats... He eats a lot, but he's just very skinny.
Ah, okay. Is Marcus broken, or is it, should we be concerned? Is this something kind of a role we can maybe fix him up so everybody's not as hurt?
Time
before we venture out.
I know the time.
In order to heal, it actually requires time.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't get down that far. Okay. All right. Let's see. Yeah, Jay.
Shall we head inside and see what we can see?
Yeah.
So, Jace, to catch you up, sorry, was the appearances. And the second part was... Londart decided to be very, very brave, stepped into the airlock and slowly depressurized the airlock to see if there was breathable atmosphere outside, and discovered that there is breathable oxygen, but the atmosphere itself smells like when you use dust off, the spray dust off.
Ah.
So it's a wonderful smell.
I hate that.
Right? I mean, if I got to smell it, I mean, at least I could get high off of it. Jesus.
You okay. Do whippets? What the fuck?
No, I don't. No.
Keep your mask on.
Oh, no.
You can find some first, man.
When he mentioned that it smelled like dust off, I was like, well, have you ever done dust off or used dust off? And I was like, I wasn't quite sure how to answer that because...
No whippets. I'm not asking about whippets. I was asking...
Exactly. I was like...
A professional capacity to clean out your computer keyboard or your fans.
Well, I mean, technically, my backup DJ used it in a professional capacity. He made money with it, at any rate, moving right along. So, Marcus, are you going to be traipsing to the door with me, or is this going to be a solo?
Yeah, I thought we established that. That's why I went and got my jacket.
Oh, okay. All right. And
skydiver grabbed a pipe.
Thumbs up, skydiver.
I mean, you just crash landed, so there's guaranteed to have been a loose pipe somewhere.
Well, I'm still looking for my bulkhead, so yeah. I'm sure there is a pipe somewhere on that ship that's rattled loose.
Oh, I'm coming along. I thought they were going to get Seuss and come back. Damn.
The air is breathable, okay. My friend.
If that's the stuff, I'll just follow.
Okay.
All right.
Ducks in a row, or are we going to hero walk this one?
Up to you guys. Do you want walk? Yeah. Or do you want
to grab a pipe and go clank, clank, and see how it feels.
Yeah, I'll just start walking. I mean, at this point.
All right. So you step out.
I'm cool with ducks in a row.
Okay. as you step out, you can see that the sun itself.
In order of your module, I'm three, so.
Three, okay. As you guys step out, what you notice is the sun itself seems very, very small in the distance because the our wonderful planet map here, where we're at is right over here. This guy right here. There is a pretty long distance between you and the main sun of the Tenebris system, and it's pretty shallow in the sky. It doesn't seem to be very bright, and so if you've ever seen pictures of like the surface of the moon along those lines, our moon it seems to be kind of dimly lit from the light from the sun, but not very bright. And what you can see ahead of you is your ship itself, as well as the gigantic skid mark that it's left behind, and what was left over of the landing pad that used to be there. And you can see that the ship itself has come into physical contact and penetrated through the wall of what seems to be a outpost of some kind. The one that you had contacted, that you had gotten messages back of help us, help us, help us, help us, help us through the static.
Oh.
But you do not see any people. You don't see any biological life. You don't see any rovers along those lines.
Yeah,
but you
this wasn't crashing. This was landing.
Yeah. But you do see the side of the building. There is a gap that you would be able to make your way through if you were to try and enter through the side of the building where the ship crash landed into, or you could try and circumnavigate the base and look for a physical entrance. It would be up to you.
I just looked at my equipment and realized I have a handheld material analyzer. So we'll use that on stuff. Right now, let's try to get Marcus into the building. Try to integrate that landing pad into the ship. That way, we don't need one next time. I'm surprised too, because I mean, my background is Event Horizon Drive. You know, it's like, why did I crash? Can we fit through this hole or this gap?
Yes, you would be able to physically fit through the gap if you want to try and climb through, or you could try to circumnavigate the building and look for an entrance.
I'm going to go ahead and try and crawl in while climb in, whatever it is. Through the hole.
Hold on 1 second, Skydiver just spoke.
I'll go and stick my head in and look around.
Okay. So, Londard, are you going with the two of them?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. And Jace, you're staying behind on the ship still?
Oh, no, yeah, I'm ready to go inside.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay behind on the ship to get what small repairs I can get done.
Okay. All right. So, Marcus, Skydiver, and Londart, the three of you make your way to the crash landing hole in the side of this outpost, and you can see inside of the building that the material itself that the side of the building was made out of was metallic of some kind. So it looks like this was a long-term base. This was not something that was hastily constructed. It wasn't something that was made out of... Oh, sorry about that. Yes, glad you are here. We do a lot more than just Cyberpunk Red. We're doing Death in Space. So thanks for coming in and introducing yourself. So glad you joined the YouTube and Twitch channel. So great to see you.
Oh, wow. I
I usually have my Twitch open for this type of thing. My apologies.
Oh no, it's all good. It's all good. I just saw that pop up on my feed because I'm actually finally getting internet now with my Ethernet port connected. Either way, so you're able to see that the actual building itself is made out of possibly aluminum or something along those lines, and the inside of it looks to be very askew because of the crash landing itself.
Tacticals? That was a tactical stop.
A tactical stop. All right. Your tactical stop has literally thrown about everything that you could have interacted with on the side of that building, as you see what looks to be now rubble and trash and
it was a landing.
A line of destroyed gear and material across the hallway of this building. And when it comes
you're not disturbing anybody. We're glad you're here.
Yeah, it's all good. That's why we got the Twitch chat, where we're here to talk with our audience. So happy to have you. When it comes to the lighting of the building itself, the initial lights that would have been where you strategically landed, they do not seem to be on because of being, you know, whacked by the side of the spaceship. And the remainder of the lights down the hallway itself seem to be kind of blinking and flashing, kind of with a lack of adequate power.
Marcus, any weird vibes or?
Do flickering lights count as staticky kind of stuff I can try to interpret, or is it just mechanical noise?
It's just
noise.
Mechanical issues because the lights themselves have the power connection.
I'm just not seeing anything alive. Okay. That's what's freaking me out.
Yeah, no, I'd have to agree with you there. I'm gonna slowly follow Marcus. I mean, he's got the ears for.
Yeah, Skydiver is still freaking out of not being able to find anything else alive. Scanning the place looking for life.
I'm heading down the hall looking for any kind of data jack, for the lack of a better term.
Right, so you're now physically entering the building, and mm-hmm. what you see on the inside of the building is that the original construction that you can tell from underneath the rubble that you have wrought, it seems to be pretty well maintained. It looks as if this may have been something along the lines of like a clean area or a science outpost that was being used for research of some kind. And you do not see any direct data jack where you're at, but what you do notice is that the hallway itself has a couple of doors, a few on the right, a few on the left, and there is a airlock at the end of the hallway.
Any signage?
You do not see any signs on them.
Okay, I'll take a look in the first door on the right.
All right. So you're going to make your way to the first door on the right, and that is actually, mm-hmm. folks, where we are going to end our session for today, is with a little bit of a cliffhanger about opening up our first door of this crash-landed outpost, because we're at our two-hour mark. I promised you guys 2 hours, and I promised my girlfriend 2 hours, so we're at our two-hour mark. So we are going to be ending here.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Yeah, that's where we've got our that's where we've got our ending for today. We're gonna pick.
Does it sound like?
Does it sound like what? Sorry.
Does it sound like the Resident Evil door slowly opening?
The slow hiss of the door is what we are going to end on.
Now, I will say, when Marcus puts his head in there, looks around, and comes back, if his head is missing, I'm going to
the Resident Evil door slowly opening.
I love you, Mark, but if your head is missing, yeah, friendship, that's out the window. Can't fix.
Eh, well, you know.
Yeah.
No accounting for taste.
Oh, well, God.
You wouldn't be able to account for taste because your head would be gone.
We'll see who runs faster.
All right. So what I would like us to do is we're going to do our outros. I've turned off our map because we don't need it at this point, but we're going to do our outros.
You saved our lives with your head.
We're going to start off with Long Dart. So go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the folks where they can find you.
I'm Vulpus Fox. You can find me haunting Cybernation all the time. If you're looking for a little bit of chaos in your game, feel free to invite me to a game. I'm pretty much stuck at the house looking at my computer with nothing to do. So happy to play with these guys today. I've had an absolute blast. Now the landing that was all intended because we needed to get rid of those pirates. I mean, obviously we should hide the ship. What better hiding spot than the ground?
What better hiding spot than inside of a building, right?
Exactly. But I didn't quite make it there. But I've enjoyed playing with these guys. I can't wait for the next session. Hopefully I don't fail any more roles. This is an interesting system, and looks like death is quick here. So I'll leave it at that.
It is titled Death in Space, so.
Right now we're near death in space.
Yep. Near death on moon at this point, yeah.
I'm sorry. I need to mute myself, sorry. I'm done.
I've broken Vulpus Fox, I'm sorry. Tall Halfling, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell the folks where they can find you.
Yep. I am Steve. You can find me on most of the socials as Tall Halfling, on Threads as Tall Halfling RPG. And I'm a little bit skeptical that our pilot meant to do that, given that I lost more than half of my hit points in the impact. But I'm sure it'll all be fine. It's called Death in Space. We're on the ground. We're safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
Partial death on moon.
Injury on moon. Title. Death in Space.
I think we found our new forever home.
There you go. Found your new forever home. All right, Fu, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell folks where they can find you.
I'm Fu. It's Tropical Tower almost everywhere except Twitter, which is now known as X. That's Tower Tropical. I'm playing all sorts of tabletop RPGs, locally as well as internationally. You can follow me all over the place there. And as for Skydiver, yeah, we're just going to be looking for life on this planet. Exactly how we ended up with this motley crew here trying to survive this encounter. Only time will tell. Stay tuned for the next episode of Death in Space. It should be great. Oh yeah, you probably see him bleeding a little bit from the impact from inside of that ship. So there's a little blood coming from under his really cool looking jacket. But he's putting on a brave face.
Always got the brave face. Got to keep the party clubbing face. Nothing's allowed to happen to this. All right, Crimson, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell people where they can find you.
Howdy, everyone. I'm Crimson Snake, real name Javante. You can find me on Twitter, at Javante. If you want to see what happens when I play a character that is a bit more scientifically in-tuned, tune into Power Rangers on Arclight Quartz channel on Twitch on Monday. You could also catch me on Pluto Cleric's channel on Twitch, I think Tuesday, where I'm in another Power Rangers game, because I'm apparently the Power Rangers guy now. And if you want to see me on the other side of the gaming table, I am going to be running an outgunned John Wick game with the crew over at Wanderer's Haven. Our first game of that is going to be on Wednesday. And if you want to take part in other games where they're predominantly not streamed, but are filled with a lot of nostalgia for classic cartoons, such as Power Rangers, Transformers, G.I. Joe, Yu-Gi-Oh! Very soon, among others, I do have my own personal Discord linked on my Twitter called Nostalgia Bait, where we're currently running through a Power Rangers game, and when it comes out, I'll be running through a Yu-Gi-Oh! Game using the Perfect Draw system.
Well, everybody here seems a lot busier than I am. I'm just a lame teacher who loves streaming online when I can, and that's bi-weekly, which is where you can find us here on CyberNation Uncensored. Bi-weekly, we've got our episodes coming out for Death in Space, and now that I've figured out what the problem is with my OBS, we're going to finally be releasing our episode one about how to run Death in Space, which is going to be about the character building and introduction. And then we are going to next week be putting out our episode for combat, and the following week, so bi-weekly, following week, we will have our players coming on in, and they will be experiencing a little bit of that combat for themselves and hopefully not dying. Fingers crossed.
Spoilers.
No, I'm letting you guys know ahead of time, because that's part of the way that this goes, is that we've got our introductions, we've got our ship and hub building, we've got how to start running your characters and making your roles, and our next episode is going to have a little bit of combat, so get ready.
Is someone in Asia?
I am in Asia.
Okay. I heard sirens.
Oh, yes, Taiwan. That's those.
Okay.
I live near one of the biggest hospitals in the entire city. Actually, one of the biggest hospitals in the entire country. China Medical.
Wait.
So, yeah,
did Tall Halfling do an outro? Tall, yeah, sorry, what? Did you do your outro? Or did I miss it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I missed it then. I'm sad.
I was casting aspersions on your doing that on purpose, given that I lost more than half of my HP.
Oh, that was tuned out. I didn't hear that. Yeah, that was a perfect landing, in my opinion.
Perfect landing.
Yeah. But I wish I could have gotten a bonus on that.
Well, you could have used some void points, so don't forget about those, because you got to be adding them up, and you can also use them.
I can use those points?
Yes, which we will be talking about with our next episode.
We are alive.
And we are alive. That is the whole goal.
And so, we walked away from the ship. Oh, sorry.
Exactly. You walked away alive, yes. And so, folks, you can catch our wonderful group walking away from their ship and taking a look into the very first door on the right of this outpost on the moon of... And I've already forgotten the name because my brain is stupid. Dagama, right? Dagama, because I felt terrible about being a history teacher for a moment. You can catch us in 2 weeks. We'll see you folks then. So, ladies, gentlemen, non-binary folks, everybody in between, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourselves, and we will see you later.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, pretty lady. I love you. Bye-bye.
Cybernation has been